One of the fun things about humiliation play is how we can take our games outside. Semi-public humiliation is right up on the list of my favorite ways to humiliate you. It's hard, though, to walk the line between semi-public and really overt. Remember, I'm a consent junkie, so I never want to include bystanders in our kinky games without their permission ahead of time. That said, it's fairly easy to use innuendo and sly wordplay to put you in your place, with everyone around us none the wiser. Semi-public humiliation is exactly what it says on the wrapper. I'm not talking about making you walk down the road nude so everyone can see exactly how small your tallywhacker is. No. But having you hold my purse while I try on a cute outfit? Oh yes. Asking a cute guy about his opinion on my outfit without looking at you at all? You betcha. Breezing past the checkout with the obvious assumption that of course you'll take care of that for me. Letting you juggle the bags and boxes from the other stops, plus the purse, while I call for you to hurry up, darling! My spa appointment is coming up! It's all in the implications, and in what other people are going to be assuming about you and I. It's semi-public because it is out in the open, but none of it's overt. It's never a blatant, oh yeah, he's my bitch. Instead, it's subtle, simple, and relies upon what other people are going to be thinking about you. And really, about what you're going to think they're thinking. You know what they're thinking, what they're going to go home and tell their friends they saw today. Oh my gosh, there was this total loser at the store today. Such a lapdog of a man. He was just whipped. I bet he's got a tiny dick. That's why he's so eager to let his girlfriend boss him around like that. Would you like to play a semi-public humiliation game with me? I bet I can get you hard naked in public, embarrassed and squirming in humiliation. It'll be fun. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.